This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. صدق الله العظيم. So yes, we left you on a cliff, if I can say so. And you know what? Hanging in the air to know what's the way forward. It was verse 20 that we concluded, wherein the communication ended at the point where Maryam alayha salam asked Jibreel, how is it possible for me to have a child when I'm not married and nor have I committed an act of immorality? There are different places in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how the good news was conferred to, you know what, be a prophet or the wife of a prophet. In chapter 11 in Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَامْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقٍ وَمِن وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبٍ. That when the angels came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and they conveyed to Ibrahim alayhi salam's spouse, that is Sarah, that she will expect and she will have a child. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقٍ فَضَحِكَتْ. She laughed out of joy that she will be blessed with a child by the name of Ishaq. وَمِن وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبٍ. And after Ishaq, she will be subsequently blessed with a grandchild by the name of Ya'qub alayhi salatu wassalam. قَالَتْ. She said, يَا وَيْلَتَ أَلِيدُ وَأَنَا عَجُوزٌ وَهَذَا بَعْلِي شَيْخَ أَلِيدُ. Will I give birth? وَلَدَ يَلِدُ, to give birth. The Arabic poet says, لِدُ لِلْمَوْتِ وَبْنُ لِلْخَرَابِ. Give birth only to die and build only to demolish. This is what we refer to as لَمِ عَاقِبَةٍ in academic language. لِدُ لِلْمَوْتِ وَبْنُ لِلْخَرَابِ. Meaning the outcome of birth is one day you have to leave this world. And you build because one day it has to be demolished. But anyway, وَلَدَ يَلِدُ, like we read in Surah Ikhlas, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. أَلِدُ, will I give birth, وَأَنَا عَجُوزٌ, and I am old, وَهَذَا بَعْلِي, and this is my husband, شَيْخَ old, إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. And in the concluding verses of the 26th juz of the Quran in Surah Dhariyat, فَصَكَّتْ وَجْهَهَا, she kind of slaps her face in astonishment, and she says, صَكَّتْ وَجْهَهَا وَقَالَتْ عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ, عَجُوزٌ عَقِيمٌ, old and barren, old and barren, old and barren. But yes, قَالُوا كَذَلِكَ, the angel said, yes, it will happen. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed and endowed them with Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay, so now we have it here in verse 20. Maryam radiallahu anha asked Isa alayhi salam, and how is this going to happen? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي bashar, no male has touched me, no human has touched me. وَلَمْ أَكُوْ بَغِيَّ. I have not been unchaste, and I have not been immoral, and I have not been adulterous. Okay, verse 21, the angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam responds. And subhanAllah, this is the favor. Remember, Allah tells us repeatedly in the Quran, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha, wallahu yakhtassu bi rahmatihi man yasha. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ حَيْثُ يَجْعَلُ رِسَالَتَ. It's the choice of Allah, it's the prerogative of Allah. Whoever He wants to select, He will select. That is His choice and selection. But His justice is that whoever will turn to Him, He'll never deny that person guidance. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. So Maryam radiallahu anha was the choice of the Almighty. And of course, every prophet is the selection of the Almighty. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulan wa min al-nas. Okay, verse 21, qala, he said, kadhalik, it shall be so. It shall be so, meaning you will remain like this here. The command of your Rabb has come to pass even though the means are not present. Your Rabb says, giving a child without a father is simple for me. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ, it will happen like this. قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ. رَبُّكِ, your Lord has said. huwa alayya hayyin. And we've mentioned this again in one of the previous segments in the tale and the narrative of Zakariya alayhi salam. Huwa alayya hayyin. It's not like now a child needs to be created different to the regular pattern, so this is more difficult or it's more complex. No, not at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra and power is, He created Adam alayhi salatu was salam without a male and a female. He created Hawa alayhi salam without a female, because she was created from Adam alayhi salatu was salam. And then He created Isa alayhi salam without a male. He created Isa alayhi salam without a male. And of course, He created the general people. Each one is a manifestation of His qudra in a different form. Each one is a manifestation of His qudra in a different form. قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنَ. Your Lord said it is easy for Him. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Okay, so what's the purpose of the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam? This is key. This is key. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ عَلَىٰ قُدْرَتِنَا. So that we make this Isa alayhi salam and his miraculous birth, etc., and his life, a reflection of our greatness. The point is that Isa will be created amazing and unique, so that you look at Isa alayhi salam's life and teachings and you marvel at the greatness of the Almighty. Surely Isa alayhi salam is a great person, but he's a human, he's a prophet. And the greatness that was given to him by the Almighty. Allah is the greatest, and Allah's greatness is by Himself. Everybody else, Allah gives them. Allah conveys it, Allah confers it. In Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, chapter 10, juz 11, Ala innal izzata lillahi jami'a. Honor belongs to the Almighty. Under this ayah in Bayanul Quran, it is written, وَمَا يُتَرَاءَ لِغَيْرِهِ هُوَ لَهُ حَقِيقًا. And whatever respect and reverence and honor you see given to anyone else belongs to Allah in reality. وَمَا يُتَرَاءَ لِغَيْرِهِ هُوَ لَهُ حَقِيقًا. وَإِنَّمَا ذَلِكَ الْغَيْرِ أَحَدُ مَظَاهِرِ عِزَّتِهِ فَحَسْبٌ. And that particular individual is no more than a manifestation, an expression of that izzah and the honor of Allah. That's it. So the izzah and the glory belongs to Allah. كَالضِّيَاءِ هُوَ لِلشَّمْسِ حَقِيقًا. Brightness and brilliance and effulgence is a quality of the sun. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً. In the same chapter, in Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is He who has made the sun radiant. كَالضِّيَاءِ هُوَ لِلشَّمْسِ حَقِيقًا. وَإِنَّمَا يُظْهَرُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ بِنَوْءٍ مِّنَ التَّعَلُّقِ فَفِيهِ أَصْلٌ لِمَسْأَلَةِ الْمَظْهَرِيَّةِ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So now you see brightness on the earth. The brightness on the earth is a reflection of the brightness of the sun. That's it. It's not the earth has lit up. It's a reflection from there. Likewise, you see any person being dignified and honored and privileged and respected and revered in the true sense of the word. And I say that in a qualifying statement, because one of the signs of Qiyamah is أُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلُ مَخَافَةَ شَرِّهِ, that a person would be honored out of fear from his evil, which will not be honor in the true sense of the word. Superficial, you know what? Just salute him, respect him, revere him, so that you cover your interests. But respect in the true sense. And of course, this is absolute honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing Sayyidatana Maryam alayha salam with. So honor belongs to the Almighty, and everybody else that has that honor, it is a manifestation of the honor of the Almighty. Ala innal izzata lillahi jami'a. Respect, honor, glory is the share of the Almighty exclusive, and then to whom Allah has conveyed it or conferred it upon. Innal izzata lillahi wa li rasulihi wa lil mu'minin. Izzah belongs to Allah and then to his Nabi, because of the maqam and the status that Allah has given to Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the true believers because of their compliance to the teachings of Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have made Isa linaj'alahu ayah, a sign. Ala qudratina, that this is our power, this is how great, this is how our strength is. We can do anything. Wa rahmatan minna, and he is a mercy from us. mercy to anyone who will follow him, those who will take to the teachings of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, then that will be a mercy for him. Anybody who will follow the Nabi of his time, that will be a source of mercy. Of course, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is rahmatul lil alameen. He is a mercy unto all mankind. So that is verse number 21. Qala kadhalik, that your Lord, it will happen in the same way. Qala rabbuki huwa alayya hayyin, your Lord said it is easy for me. And the purpose and the object of the miraculous birth of Isa alayhi salam, linaj'alahu ayatan linnas, to make him a sign of the power, the qudrat of the Almighty, and a mercy to those that will follow. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا, and the matter has been concluded. أَمْرًا, the matter, مَقْضِيًّا, decided, decreed, concluded, ordained. It's done and dusted. This is it. It's the decision of the Almighty. So this is going to happen. Again, that's the beauty of the Quran. Like we always say, the Quran goes direct to the point. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. So she conceived him, Isa alayhi salam, and she withdrew with him to a distant place. فَحَمَلَتْهُ. Now, according to what is mentioned in the tafsir, that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam blew في طوق قميصها. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam gently blew on her upper chest. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, at a distance, by the will of the Almighty, just came and blew onto her chest, and that soul was then transferred and transmitted into her womb, and fahamalat, she then conceived. Subhanallah, that's the will of Allah. Fertility experts will tell you, this is the time for fertility. This is the time where, you know what, a woman is more fertile. The chances are better these days of the month. This is how it happens. Everything is in the knowledge and the power and the qudrat of the Almighty. When he intended it, then subhanallah, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam nafakha fi dir'i qamisiha, ay fi tawqi qamisiha, a gentle blow on her upper chest, and immediately she felt the conception. Now the word fa, creates a great amount of academic discussion, which of course just enhances the beauty. So fa basically means ta'qib ma'al wasal, and thumma means ta'qib ma'al fasal, basic Arabic grammar. So fa denotes sequence without interval, and thumma denotes sequence with interval. So if I say akaltu fasharibtu fanimtu, I ate, I drank, and I slept, that means I did it in succession without interval. And if I were to say akaltu thumma sharibtu thumma nimtu, it would basically imply I ate, I had a gap, then I drank something, then I had a break, and then I retired to bed. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word fahamalathu, fantabathat bihi, she conceived, and then she then withdrew with him to a distant place, suggesting by the meaning that is conveyed in the expression of fa, that the conception and the development of this fetus and the birth of this child all happen instantly. Fa. فَخَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا. So this is one opinion. And other scholars say no, the conception of course took place there. That there's no two opinions about this here. But then Maryam radiallahu anha then spent the full duration of 9 months in which the different developments took place of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Be it as it may, the Quran then goes direct to the point of delivery. So whether the conception and the different milestones of the formation of that embryo happen gradually or instantly, this is definite that the Quran speaks of conception and then goes direct to the point of delivery. And this is now verse number 22. Imagine this here, Maryam radiallahu anha is going and she's going to take a bath. And from there, what has happened? Like, you know, you're just casually going to do something or meet someone, and lo and behold. And remember, this is a great prophet, and it's going to shape and change things in the world so much, in so many ways. He's amongst the Ulul Azm, Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. And from assuming a regular common bath to the appearance of a human, and then seeking refuge in Allah from him, and him responding by saying, I am an angel. And then glad tidings. And what glad tidings? A child. And how a child? And it just was happening too quick to process, to digest, to analyze, to absorb, and to understand. But that's it. As the Quran said, وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. The matter has been decreed. And I've seen this in my life, and I'm sure my brother and my sister, you've seen it. When Allah has decreed something and shifa has been ordained, and then he told me, and the next best thing, we called the doctor, and then the theater was open and the operation took place, and subhanallah, in 24 hours, the person is back home, the procedure is done, and Allah has given shifa. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. The matter is concluded. Again, we find here, فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. She withdrew with him, meaning with her child, to a distant place. So she now moved away, and she was now concerned about another whole challenge. So all this is happening instant, and she's processing it. And immediately the thought is haunting her, what will people say? Because society is just quick to attack, to insult, to blemish, to character, character assassination, and jump the gun without asking anything. In عَابَ النَّاسُ مَقَالَتِي فَلَيْسَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِي يَظِيرُ قَدْ قِيلَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ سِحْرُ وَمَا يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ زُورُ. The poet said, I take solace in the fact that if people have attacked my writings and my speeches, then people have been blasphemous to Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who am I? Okay, my sister, you'll appreciate this more. Labor pain is something a woman experiences, and she knows. Now, I know, and I, with the grace of Allah, I've seen my spouse, and of course, I've heard from my mom about her challenges, etc. And may Allah reward our women folk, our mothers, our wives, our daughters, for giving birth. It's the reward is so immense for this year. Every woman at the time of birth wants to have a conducive environment. She wants a loving hand. She wants a caring doctor. She wants a good facility. She doesn't want to be into trauma. She doesn't want to be in any stress. She wants to go through a very peaceful process. Imagine the challenge of Maryam radiallahu anha on the opinion that all this had happened instantly, and she's still processing. And at the back of her mind, the thought that haunts her is, what will people say? And here we have verse 23. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Labor pain drove her to the trunk of a date palm, from which she took support. How often don't you hear women saying, you know what, my hubby, I told him I had pain, and then my contraction started, and then we were in the car, and I said, it's too painful, and you won't believe I gave birth in the car, on the driveway, or before we got to the clinic, or before we got to the maternity ward. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. My brain freezes to imagine this entire process that is happening. مَخَاض, labor pain, brought her إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ, to a date palm, and she held on there, she took support. Can you imagine that excruciating pain? Of course, I've seen it with my spouse, and it's really difficult. It's very difficult. Men like to say that kidney stone is the closest pain that they can experience to labor pain, but I'm sure there's no comparison between the two. Labor pain is a pain that a woman experiences, and for her the reward is immense. And if you see, it's an amazing thing that this labor pain is a pain that Allah has kept with every female in every creature. I don't know if you've seen wildlife documentaries or you've read about this here, but you would see a horse giving birth and see how much pain she goes through in the wild, and then especially where predators are around, and how the mother has to care for her little one. It just brings you to tears that the mother goes through this pain, and then she needs to offer that protection. And so often she barely gives birth. And then, you know what? There are predators that would prey on this vulnerable newborn child. So فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاذُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Labor pain drives her to the trunk of a date palm. And as she's holding on, قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسِيًا مَنْسِيًّا. She says, oh, how I wish I had just passed away before this day. I wish I had just passed away before this day. وَكُنْتُ نَسِيًا مَنْسِيًّا. And I had been completely forgotten. Now, what made her utter this year? There are different interpretations and explanations. One is imagining the state in which she was. She's alone. The pain is intense. The fear of what people will say. And she was maghloob at that time, overpowered in that moment. And sometimes when you are overpowered momentarily, you don't fully have, your total senses, in focus, or it's not totally aligned. That is one opinion. While the other opinion, and that's the more preferred opinion, is that her desire to have passed away prior to this was motivated by her fear that people are going to insult me and accuse me, and I need to persevere and endure. And it must not be that I fall short in the injunctions of perseverance. So out of the fear that I could potentially be deficient in one command of the Almighty, she asked Allah, I wish I had passed away. And of course, if that is the case, oh Allah, the times are too challenging for me. The fitnas are too intense for me. Allahumma tawaffani, oh Allah, grant me death, because I'm afraid that I would lose my faith or I will compromise in my faith, then that would definitely be permissible. So let's leave it to this point here. It's an emotional moment. She's alone. There is no one around her. No human, no anise, no jalees, no comforting, no doctor, no spouse, nobody. Everything has happened swiftly and instantly. She has come to this date palm. She's holding onto this trunk and she's just sitting there. And now the labor pains and the contractions are happening swiftly. Let's wait and see how Allah unpacks and unveils the birth itself. May Allah inspire us with the beauty of the Quran. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.